May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. I believe we all had amazing, refreshing, and wonderful Christmas celebrations. A lot has happened in the last week since we last met here on a Sunday worship. Some of us have spent time traveling, maybe to places that we grew up, to visit family and old friends. Gifts and greetings have been exchanged, and I think maybe some may have exchanged the gift they received for something they had, something they like better. In the last week, we have sung carols, we have attended nativity plays, we have met, we had Christmas lunch, had Christmas dinners at home. So many things have happened, and all of these are done to remind us of the birth of the Christ child. And of course, the decoration here is just amazing in our homes and as you drive through the streets and in towns. We drove through Shorts last night, and you could see the beautiful. And I always like to drive through that congregation. What's the name again? In Shorts, they have this beautiful flower. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And it's just wonderful to drive through that place and to see the beauty of that environment. And so even if you don't know, the beauty, the decorations will remind you that, look, we are in Christmas. And even if you don't really know, shops will remind you. And they have already started counting down the number of sleeps before the next Christmas. So whether or not you want to know, the shops will remind you of that. But I wonder, in all of this, I wonder how many of us have truly taken time to ponder about how blessed we are. I wonder if at any time you've taken time to count your blessings, to think about God's goodness, His mercies, His provisions, His love, His care, His healing, His deliverance. I wonder if there are people here who have at some point lifted their voices, their eyes towards heaven to say, thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior, for being my Redeemer, for being my Lord. I wonder if you have taken time, or if you could take time at this time of the year to just look up as we worship together, or maybe at home, to think about God's mercies, His goodness, His love, His provisions, His healing, His guidance, and just say, thank you for all the things you've done in my life. Because the messages we have received are not like right. God's goodness and journey mercies we've received is not like right. We know that there are many who have traveled this year and they've had different misfortunes. I wonder if today you can say, really, I am blessed. Our Lord is faithful in making and keeping every promise. And nowhere do we see this promise making and keeping more clearly than what we've just seen as we once again journeyed to Bethlehem to behold the gift of God to man. Christmas reminds us that God is a promise-keeping God. And now, who would have thought it? That the God who created the heavens and earth, the God who is above and beyond all things, the God who is mighty and all-powerful, is the God who is personally involved in your life and in my life. Now, it is not a substitute, a messenger, or an angel that God sent, but His very presence that saves us. And that tremendous and invaluable gift is what He delivers by His humble birth in a stable, as we read and as we've seen over the last few weeks. And we see this in his life of suffering, his undeserving death, and his crucifixion on the cross, and his glorious resurrection, which again reminds us that even though we might die, that there is life for us in eternity. Today in our reading, Isaiah calls us to count our blessings, to consider both our past and our future in the light of God's kindness and mercy. In that prayer, very short prayer, Isaiah begins a prayer of confession and supplication by looking back upon what had happened in the life of the Israelites. The confession part has to do with the rebellion and waywardness of God's people. Many were the failures of the people of Israel, and Isaiah indeed felt the burden of their sins and transgressions. Now, in the supplication part, Isaiah prays and asks God for his forgiveness, to remember his promises to his people, because God is a promise-keeping God. He says, please remember your promise to your people. Now, Isaiah does not just see the failures and the sins of his people, and neither does he see the angry God who has a very big stick waiting to kill all the people of Israel. He sees something different. He begins by saying, I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord. Isaiah recalls that the Lord has done good things for his people. He has been so gracious and merciful. Isaiah speaks about the personal involvement of God in the salvation and deliverance of his people, that God was personally involved in the life and experiences of the Israelites. They were never alone as they wandered from Egypt through the wilderness. They were never alone as they, suffered humiliations. They were never alone in their victory. God had always and is always involved in the life of his people. And that was really what Isaiah was celebrating here. He speaks about God's personal involvement. God did not send an angel or a messenger, but God came himself and carried them. God carried them in his hands as they traveled through the wilderness, as they traveled through the sea. God carried them. When we look back upon our lives today, as we reflect from January till this moment, I do pray and hope that we can see the personal involvement of God in our lives. We can see how God has guided us, how God has led us, how God has kept us. Yes, indeed, it may not have been an easy year, but we know that God has been our God. Whether or not we knew it at the time, and whether or not we acknowledge it now, our lives are constantly surrounded by God's mercy. God is always the unseen hand that carries us as we travel through the rough ways. The psalmist says, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. So God is always the unseen hand that carries us, that carries God's people. Even when we feel alone, we feel defeated, we feel we've lost it. But we are always held by the precious hand of God. God surrounds us. In the words of Apostle Paul, he says, for it is in God that we live and move and have our being. It is in God that we live and move and have our being. So our life is surrounded constantly, 24/7, by God's loving presence. And we need to acknowledge this. I hope we can see this in our life experiences. Joseph said that you sold me out to slavery. You meant it for bad, but God actually sent me ahead of you that I will preserve life, that I will be here to provide for you at this very critical moment. Although they meant it for evil, but God was not absent in the life of Joseph. So no matter what the experiences may have been for us, as a congregation, as individuals, we are assured that God is constantly involved in our lives So I hope that as we look back upon our lives, that we can see that indeed God himself has been carrying us, has been holding us with his hands, that God has not let us down. On this 30th December, now that Christmas has been celebrated, and we turn our thoughts to our new year, it will be a great time, perhaps, to sit and count our blessings. As we look back on the past year, we might well see it as a good year, but others, because of heartache and hurts, may be eagerly wishing 2018 to be over. But whatever the realities of life may have been for you in the past year, we should not overlook one important thing: the participation of God in our lives, in our nation, in our world. That God is not absent. God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. This year has been a remarkable year for us as a congregation. Right from the beginning of the year, we've celebrated, we've brought back, we've invited back our past ministers. And many of them have come back with renewed stories, stories about the past. We had exhibition, photo exhibition, to tell the story of our congregation in the last 175 years. We've had an amazing year, hard work, work in the youth department. In fact, I cannot stand here to say a big thank you, enough thank you to all of you for all that we've done this year. It's been a very long year, full of different activities. The hospitality team have been so great, providing meals at different times. The Jaffa Club, the BB, Scouts, the prayer team, every team who have been so wonderful. The time for fellowship, the guild, it's been amazing. We have a lot to be thankful. We have a lot to celebrate. So the Thanksgiving we've had this year is not just ending with this year. We'll carry it over to next year. We'll carry it over to the next year. God has been faithful. He's been amazing. And I believe as you look around your life, you could see something for which you could say, thank you, Jesus. There might be something in the life of your friend, the life of your family, something that has happened that could perhaps spur you up today to say thank you. Thank you to God for sparing your life through the year, for providing for you, for keeping you, for sustaining you, for loving you with everlasting love. And as I round off this sermon, I'm going to give you just a few seconds, just for quietness, to reflect upon your life from the beginning of the year till this moment. And see if there are things you need to be thankful for. If there are things you need to say thank you to God for. I'll give you just a short moment to think about your life, your family, your journey, your career, your work. To think about our congregation here in St. John's. Let's just have a wee reflection. And perhaps see if you can say thank you to Jesus at the end. I'm sure you know this song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Now, that's a song you like to sing at some point. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done in your life, in our life as a congregation. And so together as a congregation, we say thank you to Jesus for his mercies over the past year. We say thank you to him for preserving and keeping us, for watching over us, for sustaining us. We say thank you to him for all the healing he has given to us, for the miraculous healing. We say thank you to him for holding our hands. For some of us, we have walked through the valleys of the shadow of death, but we are here standing, we are here seated in strength and in power. And so we give thanks to God for that. We give thanks to God for the provision that he continues to make to our lives, His constant presence in our lives. Even though it appeared as though we have walked through the valleys, we've walked through the tunnel of darkness, but God has always been with us, even as we journey through the tunnel. So let us end this year with thankful heart. Let us end the year in appreciation for all that the Lord has done for us. Let us enter into the next year with praise in our hearts, because the Lord that led us through this year is the same God who will lead us in the coming year. The Lord is faithful. None of his promises will not be fulfilled. As he was yesterday, so he is today, and so he shall be forever. Amen.